Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, those of you who listened yesterday know that we visited with Bill Menefee about his mother's grandmother's soup recipe that they're now marketing under Avondale's Best. And we talked about, mentioned in there, that it is not gluten-free because it has some pasta in it. And not on air necessarily, but before that, he and I talked about, you know, is it really important that it be gluten-free? So I'm thinking, now I'm sharing information from other sources. This is not my expertise at all, but I think I have a couple of good sources of information to share some thoughts about that. First of all, you might ask, some people ask, what is gluten? And gluten is a protein in wheat and some other grains such as rye and barley. And gluten is what makes bread rise. That's what holds the bread together. When you, knead it, you make the gluten stronger. So gluten is a really important part of some foods. So there are probably 1% of the population in the United States that really need to think about going gluten-free. And we'll mention that again a little bit. And the other small percentage of people are thinking up to 7% of people in the United States have some other reason to go gluten-free. They have maybe a wheat allergy would be another possible reason that people need to at least get rid of the wheat in their diets. Now, that being said, there would still be other sources of gluten that would be fine for them to eat. And those that need to be gluten, who really need to be gluten-free, in addition to those with wheat allergy, are those that have celiac disease. And it is an immune disease triggered in the whole through the digestive system in the intestines. And it's really a very important disease to get to find out if you have that. And a lot of people don't. Of the 1% of people who have celiac disease, it probably not very many of them have actually been diagnosed. So there are some folks who really do need to go gluten-free. I think all of a sudden it's just kind of the popular thing to talk about for a number of reasons. There's been a lot of hype, and the whole food industry has found out that they can make big bucks by producing more gluten-free foods on the shelves. For those of you who have had to be gluten-free, you found in past years that was really difficult thing to do. And it's a pretty difficult diet to follow if you're really going to be gluten-free. And if you really need to be gluten-free, you have a celiac disease, just cutting back won't help you. It needs to be gluten-free. So for the rest of us, you know, do we really need to think about being gluten-free? And one of my sources is Consumer Reports, and their information comes from, they have a nutrition staff, and they interviewed 1,000 people. About 2/3 of them said they were avoiding gluten because it improves physical or mental health. And about 1/3 of those thousands, and you know, that's a pretty small sample, but it was just to get an idea of what people were thinking. About 1/3 said that they try to stay away from the stuff, the gluten, or buy gluten-free foods. And that's, as we said, lots easier to do because almost 1/4 of the foods in supermarkets now carry a gluten-free claim. 1/4 of our foods. And of course, there are many foods that are naturally gluten-free, you know, vegetables, fruits, but lots of other products also are gluten-free. But, as I said, in reality, only about 7% of Americans must avoid gluten, and only 1% of those actually need to be gluten-free. For most people, going gluten-free won't lead to weight loss, that's one of the claims, or improve health. And, in fact, there's some concern about people going gluten-free because there are some risks in doing that. And in addition to it being very difficult to do, if you really need to be gluten-free, it's What are the other kinds of things? Well, one of the things, it's very expensive. There are a few products on the market that gluten-free or with gluten, the price is the same, but most of them are more expensive. And this Consumer Report, for instance, compares a pizza, a regular pizza with a gluten-free pizza, and the gluten-free is 3 times the price of the regular one. Well, you could do lots of comparisons in terms of that cost, and I think if you set items side by side, you'll find that nearly always the gluten-free one is going to be more expensive. You know, it takes more kinds of different processing for a company to get that gluten-free. They've got to buy different ingredients and probably more expensive ingredients to be gluten-free. So there is a reason that it's more expensive. Also, until recently, they didn't sell nearly as much. And so in terms of quantity, smaller quantity usually means that it's going to be more costly. So that's one of the things to consider is the price. Also, many of the gluten-free products, because they've had to make substitutions, are higher in some other ingredients that we really don't want or need, and also means that people may gain weight rather than lose weight, because that's one of the reasons people say they're going to go and be gluten-free, or at least reduce the gluten in their diets. And the example that this Consumer Report gives is Bisquick, regular Bisquick versus gluten-free, and they compared the pancake mix. And the pancake mix had 60% more total fat. Whoa, that's something that we don't need to be adding to our most of our diets. We don't need to add 60% more fat or any total fat to our diets. And so because it's gluten-free and because they want it to taste good, you know, they have to do some other substitutions, it is 60% more total fat in the Bisquick gluten-free pancake mix. Calories, by the way, are the same, but it's the fat calories that go up. Also, that it has a bit more sugar in it in comparison to the regular one. Okay, so that's fat. We've talked about price. We've talked about fat. Okay, another thing that sometimes changes, again, because the sellers, the producers want the food to taste better. They were comparing a granola bar. And you could do this, you know, as you look at the labels and compare, you could do some comparisons yourself. But these two particular bars that they compared, the gluten-free one had 3 times the sodium. Okay, most of us don't need to add sodium. We need a little salt in our diets, but we don't need to increase what we already have. So 3 times the amount of sodium and almost twice the amount of sugar. So that's just one example. So now we've upped the sodium, we've upped the sugar. Both of those are not healthy kinds of choices for us. And we were talking about fat, but also we need to look at the kinds of fat and a comparison of a chewy fudge brownie mix, regular, and the gluten-free one. There was 3 times the amount of saturated fat in the gluten-free one. So, you know, if you say, should I go gluten-free? People are telling me they have fewer headaches, they're losing weight, they just have so much more energy. Well, maybe because they changed some other things in their diet in addition to going gluten-free. Now, again, there are some people who really need to be gluten-free or wheat-free, but many of us do not. And one of the risks that we face by just saying, okay, this is going to solve my problem, is that we may miss out on the real causes of our health problems. You know, you miss out on other serious conditions by kind of doing your own diagnosis. What else? Other health risks? Well, you could miss out on important nutrients. We've talked about the increased fat, sodium, and sugar, but many gluten-free foods aren't fortified with iron or other nutrients, which we kind of depend on to get adequate amounts of some of those. Some people have lost weight, but there's a big chance of gaining weight because, as we said, many of them have more fat in them, more sugar in them, and so it's just doing the opposite of what a person would like to do. We talked about that it's likely that you will pay more for almost all gluten-free products that are made with, you know, wheat and these other kinds of things. We're not talking about, for the most part, fruits and vegetables, unless they're in a processed kind of food. You know, then you have to look. But, if it's fresh, there's not going to be any gluten in it. And sometimes, occasionally, there are some items that say they are not gluten-free. They really are, and oats is one of them, but they might have been processed where there was wheat in the vicinity, so they can't say they're gluten-free. A small risk is that many gluten-free products are made with rice or rice flour, and there is some concern for people who are eating lots of rice. We're not talking about most of us. There is arsenic in some rice products, a very small amount that doesn't hurt most of us. But if we ate lots and lots of rice, it could become a problem. So there are some risks if you're thinking about cutting down on gluten or going gluten-free. You kind of want to double check whether that's the thing you really should be doing, or do you want to take a look at what else could be causing your health problems. But bottom line, if you really think it's a problem, you need to check with a medical person, you know, somebody who knows how to test for celiac disease, how to test for allergies. Don't just depend on a friend saying, "Oh, I feel so much better." Until next time, here's a thought. When you're happy, tell your face about it.